Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Look, you got a pitcher on a team.
Sure. What's
the pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm.
Ron Ananian, the F-250, 30,000 miles. The rear end fluid, the gear oil that came out of this truck, it was smoked. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It was discolored, it was thin, it was beat up.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
It's a throw the ball of first base.
Yes.
The Car Doctor. You know, you're looking at Toyotas. Are you considering anything else in terms of a new car purchase?
No, maybe Hondas, but I always had Toyotas and I've had good luck with them.
Well, then I would stay with Toyotas.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
I want to talk about automotive restoration and upgrades and playing with that older vehicle, whatever it is you're working on or whatever floats your boat and lights your fire and is your heart's desire. We had a 19, and I'm serious when I say this, but we had a 1973 pink Volkswagen thing in the shop this week. And if you can imagine, I mean, I don't understand it. Gordon's a great guy. He's been a long-term customer. He could drive anything he wants. He could have a 63 split window Vet, a 65 GTO, and he drives a 73 Volkswagen thing, pink. It's crazy, all right? It's the Barbie car. We just, and he's a regular guy. I can't tell you any other way. But this is what makes his heart go pitter-patter. Okay, dude, I dig it, right? This is what he likes. So we're upgrading the brakes. We're going to put disc brakes on the front and upgrade the back brakes. We're going to put better brakes on a car that won't go over 40 miles an hour just because we can. And, makes no sense to me, but, it's not illegal and ethical and immoral and, all right, we'll do it. So on a job like this, we will run the clock. It's time and material. There's no way to predict what this is going to take because there's modification. This is a PINA relief job. meaning that, you know, when the part doesn't fit, you penal relief to make it fit. If it's you know, logical and ethical and everything else, you're re-engineering a few things. So, you know, how hard could it be? We're adding disc brakes. We're correcting 50 years of neglect and abuse. We're chasing down all those parts and clips and lines and things that fell off somehow, somewhere along the way over the last 50 years of trying to repair, 51 years of trying to repair. You know, the clock's ticking. And, you know, it's interesting to see where these end up. Right now, we've got a little over 12 and a half hours in this car, and we're just about done. We're waiting on, if you were a Volkswagen Bug person, if you ever worked on their brakes, you recall the reservoir for the master is mounted inside the vehicle. It's away from the actual physical body of the master. There were these rubber hoses that came through the firewall, if we can call it that, and fed the master cylinder itself from the reservoir bottle where the brake fluid sat. We're waiting for those hoses to show up. For some reason, they weren't included in the kit, which made no sense to me. But, you know, listen, my job is to just, you know, put it together. And we're waiting for a couple of brake line clips and some grommets. And it was, you know, listen, a job's a job. It was a fun job. It's kind of a trip down memory lane. I let Danny do most of it, truth be told, because I figured he needed the experience. I've already had this experience once in my, well, more than a few times in my life. And, you know, just to go through it again. And I thought about it, and I'm very proud of the job we did. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, it makes the rest of the car look like, okay, when are you getting to me? You know, just, and it's pink, and I just can't get over this, and it's pink, and I just, and I'm like, you know, it looks like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol with four tires going down the road. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. It's this pink thing. I just can't get over this. And it just makes me wonder, you know, how much of a stomach does everybody have to do restoration? How prepared are you for this? Are you really ready to do this? That, you know, here's the commitment. You know, everybody says, hey, I want to find a guy that'll work on an old car. I want to find a guy that'll do restoration, etc. But are you ready for the bill? You know, if the average restoration shop is $150 an hour, 10 hours is do the math, and 12 hours and 20 hours, and, you know, all of a sudden it's $1,000, $15, $2,000. Are you ready to do that? And I caution you, and I tell you this, because, you know, I want you thinking. Here we are, we're late winter, spring's around the corner, hopefully. And I want you to start thinking, you know, and if you haven't thought of it by now, it's getting late. The season's going to be here, right, to go cruising. And I actually peeled the cover on black back this week just to make sure she's still there, and she is. We stayed late at the shop last night to do some final things to the Monte Carlo to get the hood back on it next week, because we're racing against the clock trying to finish that. And, you know, I think the question you have to have in your head is when you're talking to a shop is not, you know, how much is it going to be, but how right is it going to be? And I think you have to have a conversation. And I think as a restoration shop, you have to have a conversation with the customers about what are their expectations? What are they looking for? Are they looking for a top flight concourse level job? Are they looking for, you know, an 80%, or are they looking for something that looks, you know, 100-yard car, you know, a thing that looks good from 100 yards away because they want to drive it around town? And, you know, judging by the cost of things and the expense in restoring some of these vehicles, I sort of think that's a fair conversation to have. You know, I have two classic cars. I've got a black 2-door 55 Chevy that I made. God, it's 12 years old now, 11 years old. It's a great car. I love it. It does everything I ask it to do. But you know what? The sheer got to clean it maintenance cost of trying to keep a black car clean for the street and as perfect as it is dogging. It's dogged. It just drives you crazy. The Monte Carlo I haven't driven yet. I've had the Monte Carlo 5 years. I'm trying not to let the disease get too far where I, you know, I'm making it perfect. You got to understand, you know, I never told you guys this story before, but when I got the 55 back in 99, right? That's how long I had the car. I had the car 10 years before we put it together. But when I had the 55 back in 99 and I found my friend Chuck to paint it, I said, I just want you to paint the firewall and put the rest of the body in primer gray. That's how it started. It was supposed to be just, you know, make the firewall pretty. For some reason, the firewall stuck out in my mind that I wanted that right and we'll build the car around it later on. And then 2 years later, it became what you guys see on the website. So that being said, I'm trying not to let that get too far with the Monte Carlo, and Danny has to, you know, kind of sit on me sometimes to get me not to, you know, because I could have the body off the frame of the Monte Carlo in a matter of, you know, a day, and I'm trying not to do that. So, you know, it comes back to restoration. How much? How right? What are you trying to do? I know what my goal is with the Monte Carlo. I want to create an ice cream car. I want to create a car I can jump in. I can give the keys to anybody and say, here, go get ice cream with it and not worry about it. It's a nice street car. It's a survivor. It's an original 44,000, 42,000 mile car out of Texas. You know, that's what I'm looking to do. But it's not pink. I just keep coming back to that it's... But anyway... Gordon's going to have this thing's going to stop on a dime. Of course, it won't go too fast because it's, you know, the engine barely, you know, not that it barely runs, but you can tell it's still a Volkswagen. You know, we get the pull cord out and we wind it up and we pull it on the back of the pulley like a lawnmower. No, I'm only kidding. It really does have a starter, but, this car actually is sort of, and this is the neat part about doing restorations, right? This car has... If you remember back in the 70s, and I think even the early 80s, they were there, a gasoline-powered heater. So they fed gasoline from the tank to a big tank sitting in front of the driver on the trunk side, front of the car. And a little spark plug would ignite, and it would create hot air. And I look at it, and I think of all the disasters that had to happen as a result of this. Gasoline, older car, a spark plug sitting in front of the driver. You know, we disconnected it. I told Gordon, the tank's out. Do you use it? He says, no. He says, I can't get parts for it. And he said, I know there's ways and places to fix it. He goes, but I never drive the car in the winter anyway. I said, perfect. We're taking this system. We're taking that line out so it doesn't leak fuel. And, you know, it becomes a... But, you know, you look at some of the technology, the things we had to make heat, and I think it was an option, actually. You know, to me, it looks like the only thing it'd be good for is on the side of the road you could roast hot dogs. But I don't know. And it's pink. I just don't get it. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor, and I promise I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
He drives that way, but when it comes to fixing cars, Ron has car advice done right. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
Hey, let's get over and talk to David in New Hampshire. David, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Yes, thank you very much for taking my question.
You're welcome.
It centers around a 97 GM Yukon and the brake system. When I got the vehicle last fall, the ABS system was activating all the time and just touching the brakes.
Okay.
So I disabled it and was getting along, you know, all right as a temporary fix. And the brake pedal was a little soft. And so I had a fuel line leak and got it in the garage. They replaced all the fuel lines. And at the same time, they noticed the brake line was bad. They replaced that, adjusted the rear brakes, and bled everything. And then I got it back, and the pedal was actually more soft after having that done. And this is still with the ABS disabled. Number one question would be, a couple of people have commented that that year Chevy or about that year typically has a soft brake pedal, and I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
that's question one.
Define soft. If it's uncomfortable to drive is always my barometer. You know, I'll have people say to me, hey, you know, it feels different than my other car. Is it different or is it uncomfortable? You know, is it, you know, the pedal's going closer to the floor? You know, my measurement over the last 60 years has been, can I get a foot underneath the pedal if the pedal's all the way down? You know, if the car is stopped and, you know, reasonable application, how hard am I stepping on the brake?
Yeah.
Let's back up a second. When you were saying that the ABS was activating, are we talking about under 10 miles an hour as you slowed down, you would get that brake pedal activation, the ABS activation? Only at that speed? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So somewhere unrelated to this particular problem, this vehicle has a bad ABS wheel speed sensor, likely one of the fronts, not uncommon, which is causing it. What's going on there is the computer is interpreting wheel speed different for one wheel versus the other three, and it thinks the vehicle is in a slide condition and is activating the ABS trying to keep the vehicle straight. So how did you disable the ABS?
Just unplug the electrical connection.
At the ABS control module, the ABS control unit itself? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The other way you can do that is if you want to just... have you got that harness is unplugged? Do you happen to have that harness protected, something wrapped around it, or is it just exposed to the element, or do you just have it sticking out of the connector a little bit? How do you have that?
Yeah, it's fairly well protected, yeah.
Okay.
I tested it once, and I plugged it back in, and then the symptoms came back, so, you know, it's still functioning.
Just as an aside, plug that back in and disconnect one of the wheel speed sensors. It's less exposure, right, if you ever decide to fix it, all right, because what I'm going to tell you next may predicate that you have to fix it. So, you know, if we're talking about a spongy brake pedal, Let's work on the premise that this has a legitimately spongy brake pedal and the system's been bled. Now, when they ran the new brake lines and they bled the wheels, do you know if they did an ABS bleed procedure? And I'm going to tell you they couldn't have because it was unplugged.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay. No, that was not brought up in the conversation, an ABS bleed.
Right. There is actually a method by which, you know, ABS control modules are really kind of interesting. I think they're about as intricate and detail-oriented and complicated the inner workings as Congress. I really do, because I've taken them apart and I still can't understand how they work, much like some elements of our government in terms of political decisions. But regardless, I look at it and it's just a very intricate, detail-oriented weaving of passageways and control solenoids and electronics. And when you, depending upon the level of, here, let's back up again, depending upon the level of how you, what level of brake work you're doing, if we did standard brakes at the shop or we were doing a brake fluid exchange and we wanted to just move fluid around or just do a brake fluid flush, you know, each wheel we're done, not a problem. If we're replacing a line, where one end of the vehicle has a line that's completely airbound versus the other, we're going to have to do an ABS control bleed, which, you know, we will start by connecting a scan tool and cycling the scan tool to the point that we will cycle the pistons and the controls inside the ABS assembly, and that will displace and move air and bleed the unit. And then we will go through a standard bleed, you know, the traditional, you know, right rear, left rear, right front, left front, depending upon the vehicle, or left front, right rear, whatever, whatever the cycling is, whatever the procedure is for that vehicle where we bleed at the wheel. If that control unit was unplugged, there's no way they can do a bleed. All right? Because it's not electrically connected. So the fact that the pedal's worse after they did the line tells me there may be air in that ABS control unit. So that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So let's work on assumption, which is a dangerous word on family radio. But let's assume that there is air in the line, and they, you go and they bleed it out. Now you're just back to your spongy brake pedal that you're not happy with. Okay. Yeah. So now we've got to talk about, what does the rest of the brake system look like? Do the calipers have free movement? Do they, you know, is anything sticky, stuck, good quality brakes? And we start to work our way through the system. And now we come to the conclusion that this really is a spongy brake pedal. We've bled it. We've bled the ABS control. All right. We know that we've got good hoses. We've looked at calipers. We've looked at pads. We've eliminated the obvious mechanical possibilities, right, of going through the system. We're down to, it's two things. It's either the master cylinder or the ABS control unit itself. All right. And you will not get fault codes. You will not get warnings. You will not get dashboard displays. Stuff's just worn out. How many miles are on this 22-year-old vehicle?
215.
Yeah, right. It's always higher mileage. At 22, see, 97, 07. I was saying 25-year-old vehicle.
It did come out of Texas, though. It came out of Texas, so it's not badly rusted.
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. So the consequence then becomes, I'll tell you what, David, stay on the line. Let me get over to this side of the break, and then we'll finish up the conversation there. I'm Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. David, you're still there, sir.
Yes, I am.
So where I was going with this is, let's, you know, once we work through the mechanical side of these brakes, for everybody that's just tuning in on your 97 Yukon, then let's go and, you know, do we have a bad master? Do we have a bad or tired ABS control unit? And at that point, you're always going to do a master cylinder first, 215,000 miles. If you're lucky enough to find an ABS control module, you are not going to pump 25 years and 215,000 miles worth of dirt and crud down into it. All right. And I say it like that because it doesn't make sense. You know, everybody says, well, how do you pin down which it is? Yeah, there's ways to pin it down. We could block off the ports at the master cylinder to determine that the master is good or bad. All right. But my argument is we're not talking about a 3 to 5 year old vehicle. We're talking about a 25 year old vehicle. And, you know, at what point does that master become a problem? So what you're going to do is you're going to get down to your local AutoZone, because I know they'll have this. I know they'll have a master. Duralast makes a great master cylinder for that truck. And by the way, master cylinders are becoming a hard thing to find as well. So I want you to ask them, given the year, make, and model, do they have master cylinders for this? I know they do. But I want you to find out, do they have or can they get either new or remanufactured anti-lock control units, an anti-lock brake control unit? Because that'll be the trick. Because before you start down this path of, you know, trying to resurrect this, can you get parts for it? And AutoZone's going to be the place that's going to tell you that, all right, just because of the age of the truck. So, and then if you want to do this yourself, they've also got, you know, brake bleeding kits, and they've got all the tools and everything you need down there, you know, to get the job done.
I would have to, if I did the master myself, which I'm a little reluctant to do, but when I got that done, I'd still have to do the ABS bleed.
Correct. Now, when you're down at AutoZone, you can ask them, do they rent scan tools? Now, if you've never done this, maybe you don't want to do this, but if you want to tackle a project, you know, do they rent scan tools? And I believe they do, all right? I believe they have a loaner scan tool program. And you just want to make sure you get a scan tool that can do an ABS bleed. Tell them what you're about. Tell them what you're trying to do. Now, if you've got a relationship with your mechanic, if you've got a mechanic up there that you trust, you know, go down and talk to them and say, hey, you know, what are the possibilities of this, this, and this? I think the key will come back to, because not a lot of shops recognize this for some reason, that if you say to them, hey, did you bleed the ABS control unit? Have you done an ABS bleed? And if they look at you like a deer in the headlights on a New Hampshire night in the cold of winter, maybe they need to go back to school. You know,
I was going to ask you if that was a typical procedure that most mechanics would be familiar with, but because I got the sense that they might not.
Yeah, they may not. And, you know, one thing I know is I don't know what I don't know. And anytime somebody mentions a procedure or a course of repair action or something that I have to do, I look at them and I think about it and I say, yeah, maybe let me go do some research. I do a lot of research during the week, right? It just becomes part of it.
So one last thing you said about disabling a sensor in the front wheel as an alternative to unplugging the ABS.
Yeah.
Is that just a matter of getting back to the hub and pulling the sensor off of the hub?
No, if you follow, and I typically do the driver's side front because I'm lazy and I don't want to walk around the car. I will follow the wire up. It meets about where the frame and the fender well meet. You'll find a two-wire connector there. It's the harness coming out of the ABS sensor, because that wiring harness, the sensor should be part of the hub on that vehicle, such that it doesn't disconnect. Yeah. If you do a hub, you're going to be doing an ABS sensor. And typically what happened was they rusted internally, and it changed the distance the sensor sat from the reluctor, from the trigger device, and it changed the air gap, which changed the signal. So I just like doing it up there. Trying to protect a 2-wire connector to me is a whole lot easier than trying to connect a 24-wire connector located down low on the frame where the ABS control module is there. So I typically like to do it there, and I'll just take a plastic baggie, wrap it around the harness side, right, and just rubber band it, and I can keep an eye on it. You know, when I walk by it, I can throw my head under there once in a while. Yeah, the bag's still there. Good, we're protected. Because I'm worried about the harness side. I don't care about the disconnected sensor on the other side. Well, I do actually, if that's not the one I'm changing, but you know, if I haven't diagnosed it, but once I've diagnosed it, I'll disconnect the one that's going bad. I don't care at that point. Does the car have any sort of strange rotational sounds like a bad wheel bearing just by circumstance?
No.
Okay. No. So that hasn't happened yet. Yeah, I would proceed like that. And, you know, listen, I would go talk to your shop about, if we're going to fix this, let's use it, right? Let's make it all work. You know, my biggest dislike for older GM vehicles is finding the anti-lock brake controller parts. And I think that's where you got to go next. You got to know that this stuff is out there and available, whether you get something used out of a different vehicle, you know, or which can be problematic too, because that stuff's 25 years old, or, you know, finding some new old stock somewhere. So, you know, it's time to do a little bit of research, but I would start at your local AutoZone. All right, sir?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, David. Good luck to you. Let us know what happens. It's tough, right? You get an older GM product, and some of them are really nice. Hey, listen, my 04 Suburban, it's one of my biggest fears. I have not been able to find an anti-lock brake control unit for it yet. And I happen to know that, you know, no one's remanufacturing that at this point. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And, you know, you wonder, is that the planned obsolescence? I keep thinking I'm going to do an ABS bypass, but I don't want to do that because I'm defeating a safety system. And I like the way the truck operates. So, you know, keeping an older car has its challenges. It sure does. And something that we can kind of look forward to and be aware of. Let's talk about an older car real quick. Let me do this right here. You know, a couple of weeks ago, or was it last week or the week before, we had a gentleman call in. He was a disabled, I think it was a disabled vet, or, you know, handicapped driver with the older Buick Regal with the ABS control unit, worried about getting through mass inspection. I got a couple of emails about this. Hey, Ron, I've got a 98 Buick Regal with about 92,000 miles on and anti-lock brakes, etc. The brakes work great, in and out, anti-lock, drove with all this stuff since the 50s. I live in Worcester, Mass. I've been past the last 4 years with inspection. And let's see. Oh, he says anti-lock brake, check traction control and check engine lights are all on. And he still passes state inspection. If you check Mass DMV site, it is listed. Also, I've used Starbright products since the 50s. So there's Larry's telling us that he has an older Buick Regal with that particular ABS problem, and he's getting through inspection. Hey, Ron, this is from Bill in Syracuse. Hey, Ron, is that guy sure that ABS is an inspection item? It isn't here in New York, which is a regulations on a steroid state. Just wondering, Bill. Yeah, Bill, I agree. I don't think it is. And on and on and on, and I got more than a few of these from Massachusetts residents. So evidently, ABS lights on the dashboard is not, as per the emails I'm getting from everybody, is not a safety inspection item in Massachusetts inspection on an older vehicle like that. So I think if the gentleman's listening, I don't have his name in front of me, but if he's listening, I would suggest that you go to Motor Vehicle and talk to them and ask them, because you may be trying to fix something that's expensive on an older vehicle that you may not have to, just to get around and do what you're trying to do with it, is, you know, basic transportation. So good luck to you. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Why, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Welcome back. Ronnie and the Car Doctor here, 855-560-9900, 855-560-9900 is the Car Doctor's 24-7 number. Good time to get in. Let's go talk to Joe in Mass. Joe, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Thank you. I have a three-part question regarding my 2017 Maxima.
Okay.
And the question is, it's due for 60,000-mile maintenance, and the dealer's recommending transmission fluid flush. It's a CVT transmission. So my three-part question is, first, should I consider a transmission flush or just a fluid change? And is it necessary to stay with the dealer in order to get the manufacturer's recommended fluid? Or could I shop around and look at a non-dealer shop for better pricing but take the risk of a non-manufacturer fluid being placed in the transmission? What's the best practice to maintain a CVT transmission?
So the car is 7 years old. It's got 60,000 miles on it. Who's been servicing it up to this point?
The dealer.
All right, and what's the dealer been doing?
And I've been doing.
What's the dealer been doing up to this point?
Oil changes, fan belt, and then I've done rear brakes.
Okay.
Filters. That's it. Simple stuff. Not very reliable car thus far.
Right. So, you know, if I can just make a point to, in my, just from what I'm seeing, you seem to have found a home at the dealership. Why are you changing now? What makes you want to go somewhere else is, I guess, is really where my question's leading.
One, just to understand my options. Two, convenience. I have a Valvoline down the road about 3 miles, so it's just a matter of convenience. So all things being equal, I would go for convenience. But if there is a difference, then, you know, I'd stay with the dealer.
I'd stay with the dealer, and I'll tell you why. All right? Because a 60,000-mile service is not just a trans service. And let's define a trans service if we can. You know, is it a flush or a drain and fill? I don't like the word flush. Flush denotes pressure, all right? I don't know of anybody really doing a flush anymore. The industry seems to have accepted it. We do transmission services by flushes now and have for the past 10 years, just the way we still do tune-ups. You know, which don't exist anymore either. You know, my definition is of a tune-up is doing whatever it takes to make a vehicle run right the day it left the factory. And it could be anything from adding air in the tires to emptying the trunk of junk to servicing the engine and making it run properly. That's a tune-up, making the car run right. So a transmission flush or fluid exchange is really what we're after. Fluid exchange is a one-for-one replacement. The dealer is going to have the right equipment, and aftermarket shops will have the right equipment too. There are companies out there that make fluid exchangers. Mahle, M-H-A-L-E, Mahle makes a trans fluid exchanger with all the right adapters that will do a fluid exchange and allow you to service a transmission properly on not just Nissan, but you know a lot of the vehicles on the road today. You know, nothing against Valvoline. Valvoline is probably a quick oil change place, a quick fluid exchange place. I don't know that you're going to get the same level of expertise as I'm hoping you're getting at the dealer, because I think the certifications and the factory training there is in my eyes typically better. The other concern I have is what else will a Valvoline be able to do at 60,000 miles? If we were having this conversation at the shop, if I can extend myself to that point, you know, we would be talking about doing a fuel system cleaning, cabin and air filters, pulling wheels, rotating tires, checking brakes, you know, things like that. So, you know, you know, how much cheaper is the Valvoline going to be? Let's say they're $100 cheaper. Is it, right. is it worth it? Right. Joe,
right.
You know, for, you know, how much of a savings is there going to be? And in the end, all right. And here's my final point. I used to think, based on everything I read, that servicing CVTs was something the industry didn't do, which they didn't do. And then in the last, I would say, 4 years, the industry has kind of turned the corner where we now have this belief that servicing CVT is good. And I can honestly say we've been servicing CVTs in the shop for the last 3 years on a regular basis. And we see a huge difference in the way they operate. We see a huge difference in color. The fluid coming out is black, burnt, brown, beaten, and dead. And the stuff we're putting in is fresh and has lubricity. Yeah. It has viscosity to it. It has life. You can feel it. Some people will argue that's not very scientific, you know, and I don't care. That's just the way a mechanic would interpret and feel things. Using my mechanical sense has gotten me to this point. But the point of using the dealer is, if that trans has a problem at the 80,000 mile mark, as Nissans do have some CVT issues, all right, you can always turn around to the manufacturer and say, hey, I serviced it as per your guidelines at your facility. What can you do for me? You have an argument. Not having that, you just lost all credibility, because to them, Valvoline is just another place down the road. All right. To answer your last part of your question real quick is, yes, you can go elsewhere and get fluid that meets manufacturer's spec. AutoZone would carry it. The company's name is Idometsu. Idometsu typically makes most of the Japanese trans fluids, as well as other manufacturers' fluids. Anything that meets their spec is typically perfect for what you're trying to do. All right, kiddo? But you should be fine. You know, stay with the dealer that's been servicing it up to this point. It's been working. Don't change it. And just keep copies of all your receipts. I appreciate the call, Joe. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'm back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back. Ronnie, the Car Doctor. You got an email here. Remember last week, Tim called in, 2005 Nissan Sentra. Ron, thanks for taking my call on the 05 Sentra's rear strut replacement. You gave me the confidence. Confidence is a big word. You know, we got to use confidence more. You gave me the confidence that it had to work. My wife, my version of research, Kathy. Everybody needs a research, Kathy. Everybody needs a research, Kathy. My wife found the trick I was missing about 2.5 minutes into this video. He shows me a YouTube video. I needed to pry the axle down, and that moved things around so the bolt would align. It would all go together. I included pictures of the finished product and the tools that helped me do the job. There was also a board that spread the force out so I didn't smash anything. I appreciate your reassurance that it had to go back together. Tim in Springfield, listener on WTAX and iHeartRadio podcast. You know what, Tim? Confidence is a big word. And I think in this age of information, when there's so much information out there, not just the Car Doctor, but YouTube videos and other resources that are available to all of us, I think research is key. I always think about what Einstein said. Trust me, there's no embarrassment in admitting you have to do research. My problems in mathematics are much tougher than yours ever could be, or something to that extent. So, bravo. Good job. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. Till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.